idler pulley on the engine and the air conditioner. Engine two, which is the one we're going to be replacing in 2 years. Starter times two, that did flywheel damage also. Hopefully, the flywheel is going to be okay. If not, that's going to be an extensive repair on that one also. We had air conditioning repair on ladder three and tire one, both of our ladder trucks. And tire one went and spent an extensive amount of time in Indianapolis, almost 2 weeks, or ended up being just computer programming problems with the aerial ladder itself. But while it was up there, they found a valve that needed to be replaced, could not be rebuilt, and that's a $3,800 rebuild for that valve. Let's see. I think that's all the good news I have.
All right, see who can top that. Phil's going to do that.
Phil Cooper, city inspector. As of 18 to 8/24, we've had 65 violations, 14 gas bills, and junk bills.
So, Phil, what, where are we in the demolition process? Or?
We're going to tear the whole building, and there's four properties that was bought at a commissioner's sale from a company from Napa, North Carolina, and we're trying to work with them. They got the right hand of them pick up the deeds to the property, and they're wanting to sell it to us, the city, to have them demolished. So we're working on that and getting some other title work done.
Okay. The house that's on Eastwood, that, I mean, you tore that one down.
Right.
I mean, is that next one up closer to
that's
on the list?
No.
That one's not on the list.
No.
So that makes sense.
They got the matrix of the system right to go around.
So if I put my truck into that and then ran it over, I mean, that would
I've tried to get a hold of him, sent him letters, called him, and as you can see, you go by it all the time, the grass is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And the city's getting ready to mow it.
Okay.
Again. So I'm still, he must be in a nursing home. I'm trying to get a hold of him.
Isn't he in Bloomington?
Bloomington? Yeah. So.
Okay, just curious. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Phil.
Neighbors asked that.
Animal shelter.
This didn't go first, so everybody had to follow an animal act. You know,
I know, right? Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. So far this year to date, we've taken in 732 animals. We've taken in a lot more animals this year. Last year, we took in about 800 all year, so we've taken in more. But we are using rescue, so we're moving them out, too. We've taken in 732 animals this year, but we've outcomed 754 animals.
Wow.
So that's really good. We've had 282 adoptions, 128 dogs returned to their owners, and we have sent 265 dogs out on rescue wagon. So quite a lot. And also another really interesting little thing. Last year at this time, from January to August, our average length of stay for animals was 50 days.
Mm-hmm.
And now our average length of stay for animals is 21 days.
Really?
So that's quite a big...
Wow, that's impressive.
Quite a big cut.
Yeah.
And then we just had our fundraiser. As many of you know, it was... Thank you all that participated very much. It was very successful. We brought in just over $5,000.
Wow.
So it was
great.
A really great event.
And of all those celebrities that you had in cage there, you know, the one that gets his picture in the paper was Dwayne Chatton and his buffalo hat. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a point there, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was a really great event. We've also got the county is opening up the dog park over at Fox Ridge, at Hillcrest. The fences are all up. It'll be a free dog park, and people will register at the animal shelter. They'll just be required to show the proper vaccines.
Uh-huh.
And then
what do they sign up for? I mean, for tags, you mean?
So yeah, they'll get a tag,
okay.
And they'll get a combination to get into the dog park. And so, yeah, that will be opening any time now within the next couple of weeks.
Great.
So that's it.
Thanks, Laura. And Danny will not be here. Move on to old business. 10-minute parking sign on Main Street, Terry Jones.
This was one we talked about last time, right, with the...
two people are four and one is
okay.
I guess we'll leave it tabled until...
You're okay with that? Yeah, we'll just table. Motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
New business. Good Samaritan's Foundation Pumpkin Pride Obstacle Course Run Walk.
Good afternoon. My name is Nicole Coomer. I'm the Development Specialist for Good Samaritan's Foundation, and I'm just here to request Overstreet Banner for Washington Avenue just to promote the event.
So, and Dan, you've got everything that you need for, where did Dan go? I'm over there. I'm looking.
Where's Dan?
Yeah. Does the paper know, the press know that you're sitting in your seat? I was completely discombobulated. I'm like, so what's the, when are we hanging that?
October
12th through 24th. Okay. All right. So we're going to make a motion to approve the hanging of the banner for the pumpkin run at the aforementioned location for a two-week period of time.
Pending insurance, and they don't quite have the banner made yet, but they will have it for the 12th.
Okay. Jesse, you're drawing that up, or what are you? Okay. Pending the acceptance of insurance and a banner, we will approve those things.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Nicole.
Next is MetroNet Customer Appreciation Day, American Red Cross Blood Drop.
Hello.
Hi.
I am Bonnie Duplessis, and I am here to request permission to set up at the corner of Hart and 15th. We want to have a bucket brigade for all the proceeds that we collect. They will equally between the Vincent Fire Department go towards the rescue club.
Oh, okay.
And then half of it will go towards the American Red Cross.
Okay.
So we're also having a blood drive today. So if anybody would like to sign up, appreciate it. We are 65%, have 65% already that have signed up. So still need about requesting 44 blood draws.
I see that.
You can send anybody my way. I'd sure appreciate it.
Number nine.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, I make a motion that we approve the bucket brigade for the intersection of Hart and 15th on September the 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is St. John Lutheran Art and Craft Fair banner.
Hi, I'm Beth Maxwell, representing St. John Lutheran Church, and I would like to request a banner on Washington Avenue for our Arts and Craft Fair, which is November 7th, and I talked to Mr. Applett about putting it up October 26th through November 9th, pending getting the banner.
Okay. You guys have had that event for like 100 years or something?
44.
That's a long time, yeah. In dog years, that's easily. Okay, we'll make a motion to approve the hang of a banner on Washington Avenue for the St. John Lutheran Art and Craft Fair from October 26th to November the 9th.
Insurance.
Pending insurance. Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's pretty nice.
Yes, thanks.
Next is children playing signs at 13th and Ritter Street. And you have a letter in your packet.
Hi, I'm Justine Dunn. I'm here requesting three signs put up on the corners of 13th and Ritter. to alert motorists that there are tons of children playing in the area.
Maybe the police department could. Oh, have you got the letter?
What's that? Have you got the letter? And I actually have put an email out to all the guys to be keeping an extra eye out in that area. And I agree with her. There is a lot of traffic that's, they kind of make the jog of Washington Avenue. And
cut across to
McKinley and all the way up through that area. We have a lot of traffic. So we'll be definitely keeping an extra eye out as well.
Bryce, you're okay with doing that? Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve erecting of the children playing signs at 13th and Ritter's Camp in three sides of the intersection.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Nothing on our miscellaneous?
That was an episode of Modern Family.
That's it.
Wow.
Need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Great. Thanks, Al.